That's so it goes.
I like that better than mansplaining. I like what do you it. Think?
Mansplaining was pretty good, but erectile dysfunction. That's so it goes.
Every day is kind of like a, let's walk it back. Like, I didn't actually mean to say that. I don't know. Stop looking at my sweaty lip. That's so it goes. For all my Texans out there, I wish that they could own more than 5 sex toys.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. It is primary day, Tuesday, August 9th. We've made it.
Oh, what a night.
What? We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a second. All right. I told Jane this morning, for anyone who listened yesterday, I was still recovering from my bachelorette party that was on Saturday. I did not drink a single drop of alcohol last night.
Good for you.
And yet my eyes still look like they're like sealed shut this morning.
Well, there was a lot of stuff breaking. And did you get a decent amount of sleep?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, good. I mean, we're in the bridal boot camp right now. I had like moisturizing mittens on last night and socks on and like whitening strips. And Mike's like, what are you doing right now? So we are in the countdown to my wedding. But today, as we said, is primary day, and we are going to have live coverage of the results tonight from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Mike Crute is going to be the host across all of our stations. Earl Ingram is going to be live at Mandel and Barnes party. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News is going to be on from 8 to 9 to talk about some of the Up North races that are coming in up there. I'll be on from 9 to 10 p.m. And friend of the show who's actually going to be our co-host tomorrow.
Nice.
Joe Zepecki will be with Crute from 10 to 11. Who knows how late some of these results. I mean, I think it took a day and a half for Arizona to finally come through with their governor's primary. And from the looks of it, that could be how tight the one between Michaels and Clayfish could be too.
Yeah, I just have a feeling it's either going to go one way or the other. It's going to be very decisive and done quickly, or it's going to drag out for a couple of days. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have Jeff Mayers, president of WIS Politics and WIS Business, on at 1 o'clock. He's been covering Wisconsin politics for...
ever.
20-something years?
Yeah.
Longer than, you know, like I've been paying attention to the news in general, probably longer than I can read. So he's going to join us at 1 just to talk all things primary, what races he's watching, and also what the different outcomes could mean for the general election, because we still got 3 months of this.
It's hard to believe, but it's true.
We still have 3 months of general election debauchery. Is that the right word? Mudslinging.
Mudslinging's good.
It's times like this that I'm so happy that I don't watch just normal television. Like I don't have, like when I sign into my, when I turn on my TV, it goes to, are you going to watch Netflix? Are you going to watch HBO Max? Are you going to watch, it goes to the app screen. Because the few times I've watched just basic cable since this summer, the amount of ads is just insane. And so that's not lighting up. That is only getting started because all of the incumbents, besides, I guess, Ron Johnson, I don't know how much
money
how many Tony Evers ads have you seen?
Well, we watch the local news from five to 6 o'clock block because we're old and this is what we do. And he does have some ads, but right now it just seems like they're kind of letting the Republican primary opponents
go
after each other because they run back to back. I'm Tim Michaels and I'm fabulous. I'm Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels is terrible. So it's one after the other, after the other, after the other.
I mean, especially since Lazary dropped out, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
He had a bunch on there, too. But anyways, so we're going to talk about that at 1 o'clock. At 12:30, we're going to be joined by Ray Hill, who is the executive director of the historic MLK Drive bid, and Milwaukee musician, filmmaker, and activist Ray Nitti, to talk about Brownsville Week, which has started on Saturday and goes until this coming Saturday. But for now, it feels like we can't not talk about...
the normal FBI tourist visit at Mar-a-Lago yesterday?
Yes. So I was already paying attention because God knows I can't go 5 minutes without checking my phone and social media. But I was already aware of what was happening because Twitter was exploding. But my mom texted me last night and she said, "What's happening right now? I just got a text that said, 'Another extremely sad day for America.'" And she thought maybe it was another shooting.
Which is not outside, tragically, the realm of possibility.
That is true. That is certainly true. But no, the person who had texted her, I think pretty much, we haven't confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure they were talking about the sad day of the FBI paying a visit to Mar-a-Lago and leaving with some souvenirs.
Yeah.
So before we get into the very split reaction. The very split reaction of what happened. I wanted to spend just a little time going over the facts of what we know, because we don't know
a lot.
So what we know is that federal agents on Monday searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida, as part of a federal investigation into allegations that he removed classified documents from the White House once he left office, which you cannot do.
Now, the New York, it was either the Times or the Post that had started reporting on this, like, back in February. So this has been out there for a while. It's just, there's always such a tsunami of information every day, I think, that gets lost.
Exactly. And so this wasn't a leaked operation, though. The reason why this news broke last night is because Trump himself emailed a statement to the press saying, "My house is being raided by the FBI." So this wasn't something that, like, from everything that has been, I've read, the investigation itself, the search itself was up to protocol. There was no leak from the official departments. So, like we said, he's under investigation for removing presidential records from the White House and storing them at Mar-a-Lago, which is potentially a very serious violation of the law if the records are actually classified and things that needed to not be at a golf course. So far as I've seen, at least when I was kind of outlining this for today's show, federal law enforcement officials have made no immediate comment on whether the agents were at Mar-a-Lago, and if so, for what reason. The other things that we don't know for sure, like, there's been no official statements on why this raid, why now, what does the FBI know to justify it, who approved it and why, what did agents seek. There's certain things that there's been no official statement. So that, like, basically the bottom line is that the investigations are kept top secret. And so for more likely than not, we're not going to get the full picture anytime soon, except everyone has an opinion.
Oh, big time.
Oof. I mean, the reactions to this are very dramatic. And so, as you can probably imagine, the MAGA people are very upset about this. There was an impromptu rally outside of Mar-a-Lago last night where Trump flags flew, pickups roared, and "We're not going to take it" was blaring. The usual suspects, the Rick Scotts, the Eric Trump, I don't know who else.
Laura Loomer, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was making their appearances on Fox News to try to categorize it as government overreach and a political persecution. Even this morning, this morning, as Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels are ramping up for their showdown tonight, I think Clayfish's statement was, "It's shocking and unprecedented," and I think Michael said something similar. He tweeted last night that this is a political witch hunt. So I think Kevin McCarthy threatened to probe Merrick Garland.
Yeah, he's like, "Get all your records in order because we're coming for you."
Yes. And so it's incredible to me, because this is the same party that loves to say that if you've done nothing wrong and you just comply with instructions, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, and it's also the same party who screamed for Hillary Clinton to be locked up for years after she testified under oath for 11 hours and several years of investigations into what happened in Benghazi. Turned up nothing. But they are the party of law and order-ish.
Yes. And that was, so one of the tweets, I don't know if you have some favorite takes that you found on the interwebs, but I actually don't know who this person is, but I thought it was really interesting because it says, the reason Republicans get so incredibly huffy when any of the tools of law enforcement are ever turned upon them is that they think, quote, criminals as an inherent class of people who, of course, could never be part of, rather than a descriptor for someone who commits illegal acts.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And I try to always be like, all right, do I do the same thing? Do we just pick and choose? Does our lizard brain pick and choose the people that we want to defend and give reason to why their potentially illegal actions weren't that bad or shouldn't be, you know, persecuted in the same way versus the people you don't like that, you know, so many people on the left are just... The memes are flowing this morning far as people who were very happy that this happened. And I don't know, but I do think that that's interesting as far as this othering of criminals being someone else. And it could never be one of us. And like a very us and them tribal identification of wrongdoing that can only be held to account if they're part of that group.
Sure.
Because it could never be part of our group.
Sure.
And so I thought that was one of the more interesting takes I got. And funny one, do you know Rick Wilson?
I do. I follow him on Twitter.
He's one of the people who just is like relentless when it comes to Trump. I'm going to see if I can do it in the voice. It was a beautiful raid. A perfect raid. People tell me they've never seen such a perfect raid.
You've been practicing.
I'm not quite Trevor Noah yet.
That
but
was good. I'm impressed.
So he tweeted that out. But it's nonstop. Every time I refresh my Twitter feed right now, there is both sides having lots of things to say as far as what this means, how bad it is. And I think the reality is we don't know what this is going to lead to. It does seem like they potentially, I mean, because, and also reality, the Secret Service knew. There's been a report that the FBI gave a heads up to the Secret Service, and most likely Ron DeSantis knew too.
Well, and they didn't break the doors in.
They didn't break the doors in. They cooperated entirely.
They did.
So, well, that's about the amount of time as I want to spend on that. So we're going to move on to more Aaron Rodgers when we come back. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.